gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Senior Automotive Engineer for Consumer Reports Magazine, Jake Fisher. We're going to be talking all about the annual best and worst issue of Consumer Reports out there on newsstands right now. The 2011 edition will tell you about some of the high scores as well as some of the low scores. And we'll talk about some other recent automotive happenings with Jake. In hour number two of the broadcast, George Pippas, who is Ford's Public Affairs Manager, will be joining us. Also in hour number two, we're going to be joined by a representative from International Aero Car Care, a company, in all honesty, that I don't know a whole lot about, but this gentleman that's going to be joining us is the founder, so we'll both find out lots more in hour number two of the program. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, and also you can also listen online at GCNlive.com. We'll be joined by Amir Rosenbaum, who is the gentleman from Spectre Performance, who drove more than 400 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats a little while back in a Cadillac-powered missile. There's no other way to put it. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Matt is at control at network headquarters, and he is ready, willing, and able to take your call at 800-259-9231. Also, you can email me up. The simplest address, the one that I've got up in front of me, is boblongradio@yahoo.com. Let's go to the guest lines right now and welcome Jake Fisher, who joins us as Consumer Reports Senior Automotive Engineer. Hey there, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob.
I can't believe it's that time of the year. This issue for Consumer Reports, the annual best and worst, must be one of the more popular issues of the year.
Yeah, definitely a lot of flurry of activity for us, and a lot of information getting out there. So it's pretty exciting for us, and we're in the mode where we can kind of take a breath of relief right now. I feel like we just kind of gave birth to a baby.
Makes sense.
This was a really a crazy one for us, actually. And what happened, for any of your listeners down in the Northeast, we got hit by Snowmageddon. So trying to get the cars tested when there was, two and a half feet of snow on the track made things pretty challenging. But we got through it, and one of the last-minute changes, actually, was the Hyundai Elantra. We got the Honda Elantra completely tested and got it, put it up in the ratings, and it pretty much blew away all the other small cars, and that became the top pick, the newly designed 2011 Elantra.
Excellent. Yeah, I live up here in the Northeast, too, in suburban Boston, and we certainly did have a lot of really, really challenging weather this winter, oodles and boodles of snow, and your test facility is located down in Connecticut, right, Jake?
Yeah, that's right, Central Connecticut. We keep on thinking about moving down to Southern California or somewhere warmer, but it never seems to quite happen that way.
Well, I know you've got quite an impressive facility. I haven't seen it myself, but I understand it encompasses a large amount of acreage.
Yeah, there's a lot of room. We have 327 acres that we have. And there are different types of tracks. We have different ride roads, nice handling circuit that we test on, and basically a big, long drag strip. And that's actually what started prior to us taking the facilities. So what's nice about that is that, you know, when we're comparing each one of these vehicles, it's not just the test group that we have to test that month. It's actually going back to all the vehicles that are current for that generation, and that's why we can go and have confidence in ranking each one of these cars top to bottom, everything that we have tested, because of the same surface, we correct the surface, we check it, make sure the coefficient of friction is correct, and as we know with this weather and cold, there's sometimes we just can't test. So even when that snow went away, we had to make sure that the temperature was warm enough, so we felt confident that the braking distances and the handling and all that's going to be correct.
It only makes sense, absolutely. I know that unlike the other magazines out there, I was with Motor Trend for 11 years, and say hello to my former Motor Trend compatriot, Jeff Bartlett, the next time you see him. Consumer Reports is different than the car drivers, the road and tracks, the automobiles, the Motor Trends, and the other publications out there, the Auto Weeks and all the websites, in that you guys actually purchase the vehicles that you're testing, and nobody else does that.
No, no, we do a lot of things the hard way, and certainly it would be pretty easy to just ask for the keys to a car and test it. But no, we have to wait till the car is out on sale. We purchase it incognito and go in there, and I kind of feel like a jerk every time I go and buy a car, tell you the truth, because I have to tell them that I'm buying it for myself or some new car for my wife, and then basically the day that we pick up the car, I'm like, all that paperwork you did, I'm really sorry. It's actually going this Consumer Reports place. But the nice part about that is we get the cars that anybody would get.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, you know, when you get a car hand-delivered from a manufacturer, it could be, you know, tweak a little bit or maybe
yeah.
Best of everything. And even
if... Ooh, did we lose Jake there, Matt? We may have lost Jake. So Matt will dial him back up, or hopefully Jake will dial us in from the stealth bunker that perhaps he's calling in from. In the meantime, if you've got a question for Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports, Senior Automotive Engineer, this is a really cool edition of Consumer Reports. I always look forward to it, the annual automobile issue, the best and worst 2011 edition. It's out there available for purchase on newsstands now. And again, fresh off my 11 years at Motor Trend, it's kind of not only the fact that they purchase the vehicles, but also the fact that, you know, Consumers Union is the parent company behind Consumer Reports, so you don't see a lot of the advertisements. You don't see any of the advertisements that you see in the other magazines. So lots of things that differentiate Consumer Reports magazine from the other automotive magazines. And Jake, I picked up a copy, paid newsstand price, and I noticed a DVD included with this year's edition. I believe that's the first time you've done that.
That's correct, yeah. I believe the DVD is only available in Walmart right now, but it's a little compilation of a lot of the videos that we do on these cars. And I'm featured in several of those videos. And those videos are available online. You could find them on our site, actually, even for non-subscribers. They're on YouTube as well. But they're a lot of fun to do, and they really give you more of a flavor of the testing that we do. You'll see the track. You'll see that we kind of enjoy sometimes a little bit much driving some of these cars. I believe the video of me in a Mustang and a Cadillac CTS-V is on the DVD. Didn't damage the car, but I think I damaged the tires a little bit.
And that you should when you're driving those different vehicles. So give us an idea a little bit before we talk about some of the individual winners like that Hyundai Elantra that you mentioned. How do you score the vehicles? I know 100 points is the maximum score, but how do you get to that 100-point plateau?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that really go into the ratings of these cars. There's a road test score, and that's...
Well, when we come back, we'll have you pick up. Time is sneaking up on us. Jake Fisher will be with us for the whole hour. You're listening to Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway, I will.
just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God. Someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63, for us, really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car, really, and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Hey, have you ever wanted to have the opportunity to speak directly from somebody from Consumer Reports magazine? Well, we can give you that opportunity in this hour to broadcast. Telephone number, toll free, feel free, from anywhere in North America, 800-259-9231. Our special guest is Senior Automotive Engineer Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports. He's telling us about the annual automobile issue, the vehicle issue, the best and worst. The 2011 edition is out there on newsstands and, of course, in the hands of subscribers to Consumer Reports, and certainly one of the more highly anticipated issues from Consumer Reports in the entire year. Before the break there, Jake, you are giving us an idea of the testing process that goes into, coming up with these scores on the 100-point scale. I understand that you take a look at a whole slew of individual factors, as many as 50 individual factors. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, certainly there's the instrumented tests that we do out in the track, the braking, the handling, acceleration. We also do our own fuel economy tests, too. We don't actually just use the EPA numbers. We actually test the vehicles ourselves. But then there's all the litany of interior tests, whether or not it's the ergonomics, seat comfort, the access to the car, the different amenities that you have into it. In addition to ride and noise, it's a mixture of both instrumented and some subjective testing, too. And then we take all of these tests and all these results to come up with a 100-point scale that you see.
Excellent. Tell us about the Hyundai that you mentioned right off the bat as being one of the top scorers.
Sure. Yeah, the Hyundai was the Hyundai Elantra, the last generation of it, actually tested very well, too. But the Elantra was never really a very fun car to drive. The steering feel wasn't all that great. The fuel efficiency was pretty good, but it just wasn't really that engaging or a very stylish car for that matter. And what's interesting what Hyundai has done is the Sonata really is the first one that's gone this, where they made the car very stylish, very engaging to drive,
right.
Nice steering feel. And now that's copied over to the Elantra, too. And, you know, if you think about the last generation, kind of like a really good Toyota Corolla, maybe the Elantra is really more like a very refined Mazda 3 now, where it's stylish and sporty as well. In addition, the acceleration is good, the fuel efficiency is good, the performance is good, but also it's kind of a fun car and stylish.
Yeah, and a great value for the money, and again, John Krafcek and his team there at Hyundai continue to surprise the automotive world with some really first-class products, and I no doubt there'll be more to come, Jake.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting behind the wheel of the Veloster, actually.
Oh, that should be interesting, yeah. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Veloster, this is a vehicle that has an unusual door configuration. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. This is kind of a sporty coupe from the driver's side, but on the right side of the car, there's actually two doors there, one for the front and one for the rear. So it gives you the styling of the sporty coupe, but more of the access that you would have at four-door.
And it's not like General Motors tried years ago with some of the Saturn products, which had that kind of pseudo-hidden third door. This is truly
right.
a regular third door.
It's a regular third door, and it's also a hatchback, so there's some storage in the rear. The other interesting thing about that Veloster is just they're throwing all the technology at that car. There's a lot of connectivity for your devices, also the telematic part of it, where the cloud will program your navigation system. It's very slick. It'll be interesting to see how it does in the market.
Definitely is. No doubt Hyundai has their sights set on getting a lot of younger buyers into that. Let's take a look at some of the other top scorers on the Consumer Reports annual Best and Worst 2011 edition, beginning with the Nissan Altima, the 2.5S. This is the four-cylinder, got an overall test score of 91, pretty decent.
Yeah, absolutely. The Altima, it's a roomy vehicle. It performs well. It's pretty quick. That 2.5 liter has some decent power in there, and it gets excellent fuel economy, too. So it's all of these things, and plus it starts at, around $20,000, so it's a very reasonably priced vehicle, too.
And certainly Nissan has done a good job with evolving the styling, and also you can get the Altima in many different guises, so that certainly is an excellent choice. With a score of 92, we have a couple of different vehicles. We'll begin with the Hyundai Genesis, the 3.8. Is that the Genesis sedan or the Genesis coupe?
That's the Hyundai Genesis sedan.
Okay.
That's quite an impressively performing vehicle. It's interesting that they've kind of done to Lexus what Lexus did to the Germans back in the early 90s. Offering these large vehicles with the performance, with the room, with the comfort, but just undercutting in price just dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely dramatically. I remember when Lexus first came in, I believe it was $36,000 or so, and of course today it's three times that amount, but nevertheless they surprised the world, and Hyundai is doing the same thing with a variety of products, and now they've got that super sedan. Of course, it had been sold in Korea for a lot of years as a limousine, the Equis, which is kind of challenging the 7 Series and the S-Class. Great value for the money.
Yeah, the Equis, we have one. We're testing it right now. Kind of the first, our first look at it, though, it doesn't seem to offer a whole lot more than the Hyundai Genesis does,
yeah.
Even though it costs quite a bit more. I think what Hyundai is really going to be doing with the Equis is trying to try to really revolutionize the dealership experience. They're trying some interesting things, everything from programming your service from the manual. We got an iPad with it for the manual, so you could actually access all, you know, how to work your car from an iPad. It kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're spending $60 for a car, to throw in a $500 electronic piece for it, that isn't
very
too bad.
Smart. And I understand they'll come to your house and also to your business if you prefer, just to do test drives and negotiations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you consider with the 7 Series BMW or an S-Class Mercedes that the sticker price for $100,000 or more, you don't get that service. So it really could be a buying decision and a point for them. So maybe they're going to change the game a little bit.
It should be interesting. Also, with a score, a vehicle close to my heart is the Chevrolet Corvette in this particular guise. The Z06, which is available only with a manual transmission and a very unique power plant, hand-built, 7 liters, and kind of like an old 427, except completely modern. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the Corvette. We'll talk about some additional vehicles, tops in Consumer Reports tests, and we're also going to talk about some of the lowest scores, all with Jake Fisher straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live across North America. Thanks so much for being here. Jake Fisher is with us, senior automotive engineer with Consumer Reports Magazine, the annual Consumer Reports auto issue, the best and worst. 2011 is out there, and we're talking about some of the highest scores. We'll get to the, some of the lowest scores as well, and get Jake's take on a variety of other things going on in the automotive world. But we left off with another vehicle which got quite a high score of 92, which was the Corvette Z06.
With the 7 liters of displacement and stick shift only, lots of horsepower, what's not let to like. I think basically every car, I think if it had 7 liters, you'd probably enjoy them a little bit more.
Could
be like a Prius with 7 liters or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a man after my own heart. Absolutely. Have you ever driven? I have not. The ZR1, has that ever made its way into the Consumer Reports garage?
I have. The ZR1 has blessed our track with me behind the wheel, and it is. Let's see. The first time you drive it, you kind of think that it has maybe a little too much power, but then after you drive it a little while, you realize every other car on the planet has not enough. It's incredible. It's incredible. And what's amazing about, both the ZR1 and the Z06 is it has that much power, that much the limits, but it's actually really easy to drive.
Yeah.
It's just very docile and easy and easy to control. So it's a phenomenal accomplishment.
Absolutely, certainly a world-class vehicle from Chevrolet and the folks at GM, and that ZR1 is the most powerful GM product to date, so good things. Coming up to the vehicles that scored 93 overall, we have another variant of the Nissan. This is the six-cylinder, the V6, the 3.5 SR, got a score of 93, along with a sister or cousin vehicle from Infiniti, the M37, which also came in with a 93 score. Both very competent vehicles.
Yeah, Nissan and Infiniti do have some really impressive vehicles. The V6 version of the Altima, it really makes the Maxima redundant. It has an incredible amount of power. It's a very refined vehicle, too. The M37... is a great car when you're looking at cars in that market. A lot of people think about, they're looking $50,000 for a luxury sedan. They think about the E-Class, the 5 Series. don't overlook the M. It's a great car. It's been reliable. And what's also nice about the M is compared to the E-Class and the 5 Series, you can actually figure out how to use the controls. They're not, you know, it, yep. There's two pieces on it. One is figuring it out, but also even when you know how to use the 5 Series controls or the 7 Series controls, it still takes a long time to do everything that you want to do. With the M, it's very easy. It's got great voice controls. It's just much rather painless, which is nice.
And you got to like the new styling of this generation of the M, certainly the best to date.
Yeah, well, it's definitely they're a little less conservative than it has been. Yeah.
Moving up to vehicles which got 95 scores, we have another Infiniti product. This is the G37 in Journey configuration, and also the Mazda 5 Grand Touring, which also scored 95. Two very different vehicles here.
Yeah, it should be said they're not exactly in the same scoring on those two vehicles, so you certainly don't want to cross-shop a 300-horsepower rear-drive sedan with the baby minivan. But for people who are looking at either one of those vehicles, they do what they need to do. The G37 is just one of my favorite cars, period.
Yeah.
I like the 370Z, but the G is basically a 370Z with comfortable seating for four people,
yeah.
Leather, decent ride, and it's got still has all that performance. The baby minivan of the Mazda 5, it's a great choice that almost everyone overlooks. You know, if you need to carry around, you know, you need a third row seat, most people will look for a midsize SUV or they'll look at a minivan. And the Mazda 5 does the job, gets decent fuel efficiency, and it actually drives very much like a Mazda 3, which is good. It actually is very nimble and kind of sporty to drive, which you don't get when you get a midsize SUV or a minivan for the most part.
You know, that's really true, and ironically, last weekend I was down at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and there wasn't a press car to be had, so I rented a car, and it was a Mazda 5, and I had a lot of radio gear with me, and again, for a small vehicle, relatively small vehicle, can hold a lot, and you know, the driving experience, as you said, is very much like a Mazda 3. I mean, this is not a rocket ship by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a good handler, and you got to like the Mazda youthful zoom, which they integrate into all their vehicles. So it definitely, for those of you looking at the Honda Fit and the upcoming C-Max from Ford, you should also take a look at this vehicle.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Let's talk about a vehicle which scored 96. This vehicle has been around for literally generations as we prepare for the next generation of this vehicle. It's the iconic Porsche 911. The vehicle scored 96 points, the Carrera S in manual configuration. Again, the 911 is amazing, and I asked a representative from Porsche last weekend, how many different incarnations are of the 911 are there? And he said 22.
Well, you know what's nice about the 911 is they're just not sitting back and resting on their laurels. You know, I mean, I suppose with that reputation of that car, they could pretty much, you know, just keep going and just put the 911 badge on just about anything, and it would be a demand for it. But the car is true to form. I mean, the car is just incredible. And, you know, the responsiveness of the steering, the accuracy of it, is just really mind-boggling. You know, again, it's one of these vehicles that has this incredible amount of performance, incredible amount of power in handling, and yet, you know, turning, you know, it just turns on a dime, and it just is almost telepathic with what you can do with your, you know, fingers to the front tires. It just seems like a direct connection.
Absolutely. Another one of my dream vehicles that I've never had the pleasure of driving. Wonder if, Jake, you've had the opportunity. I have not driven the 911 Turbo with this PDK, which I understand would do 0 to 60 in the high twos. Have you had that one go through your fingertips?
No, I can't say I have. But there's some amazing vehicles out there, I got to say.
Absolutely. Let's talk about another very high-scoring vehicle, scoring 97. It's the 1 Series, the 135, and that's a key element there with the manual transmission. BMW has done really a very good job with the 1 Series. I don't know how the sales have been. You don't see too many of them out there on the highways and byways, but I know it was launched as kind of a spiritual successor to the 2002, and the fact that you can get that same 3.5-liter turbocharged six-cylinder engine that you can get in the 3 Series in a smaller vehicle, a lighter vehicle, and, of course, now they have an M badge vehicle as well. But it did extremely well in your testing, I see.
Yeah, you know, BMW is kind of an interesting case right now because a lot of the new generations of the vehicles, the new 7 Series, the new 5 Series, they're somewhat losing that sporty edge that they've have that reputation for. They're big cars, they got bigger rear seats, but they aren't as nimble as they used to be. You know, and they throw on all these electronics on there, and it seems that they're trying to differentiate themselves by how many gadgets they could put in the car. Well, the 1 Series, that is just back to roots. And if you enjoy, you know, the old 3 Series or 2002, you're going to love the 1 Series.
When we come back from the upcoming break, we'll talk about the highest score, and we'll talk about some of the lowest scores, all with Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports. My name is Bob Long, and you're listening to Auto World. We are live.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones,
11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. RAVELIN.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Talking about lots of fine machines here today with Jake Fisher, Senior Automotive Engineer with Consumer Reports Magazine. He's telling us all about the latest issue, the best and worst of 2011. And certainly one of the high scorers on this test doesn't surprise me. It always seems to do quite well is the Lexus, the LS460. This vehicle historically has always done quite well in Consumer Reports testing.
The Lexus, I mean, it just does a lot of things well. It's extremely quiet, extremely comfortable. It's just got a great ride to it. I mean, the seat comfort is terrific. It just really excels in so many of those things. And it's fast. It's reasonably fuel efficient. It does a lot of things well. It gives it that high score. The one thing it really doesn't do all that well, though, is kind of get out of its own way in terms of handling. It's not the car that you're looking for if you really want to drive something nimble or something that performs. But for someone who's not looking for that, you can't go wrong.
And certainly the resale value on the Lexus 460L is one of the highest up there, so that makes a lot of sense. Let's take a look at some of the lowest scores. Just running through these rather quickly, we've got the FJ Cruiser from Toyota scoring 36 points. That's compared to 99 there for the Lexus 460L. And the Chevrolet Aveo LT with 36 points as well. What were some of the issues with the FJ as well as the Aveo?
Well, I mean, the FJ, you know, even though it scores low, we don't really give it that much credit for what it does very, very well, which is off-roading. So the car really is an excellent off-roading vehicle. If you're looking for it for an SUV to just drive around your family, it's a poor choice. I mean, the car handles horribly. It's not fuel efficient. It doesn't stop very well. It's difficult to get into. It's not that comfortable, even though it's pretty big. The Aveo is just a disappointing vehicle. It shouldn't be that disappointing. It doesn't go off-road, although if I sometimes want to drive the thing off-road and just leave it out there. But there's other cars that can be small and inexpensive and do that much better. I mean, you don't have to get something nasty if you're going to buy something cheap. I mean, there's a Honda Fit, there's the Nissan Versa, the newer cars like the Fiesta, the Ford Fiesta, the Mach 2. These are all pretty nice cars. The Aveo, fortunately, it is getting redesigned. It's being replaced by the Chevy Sonic. I almost said Spark. I think they've decided that it's going to be Sonic now. That car looks to be a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Looking forward to testing that.
Absolutely. Some other low scores include the Nitro from Dodge in SLT configuration, another configuration of the Chevrolet Aveo. The Smart for Two Passion model came in with a score of only 28 points. And certainly the Smart folks, in the beginning, they had a hit, and then all of a sudden they kind of ran out of gas. Now they're pushing an electric model. What's going to happen to this brand, Jake? Do you think it's going to eventually go away? Is Roger Penske going to pull the plug?
I don't know. I mean, I think if they could switch quick enough and really get to where there's demand, I think they can do well with it. But I don't know if they're going to get there quick enough. And what's really disappointing is you know, when I first saw the smart car, I wanted to like it. I mean, it's a cute little car, but, you know, the smart, you know, the Passion model, I just liked it passionately. It's such a terrible vehicle. I mean, it just, you know, you'd think something that's small and would be nimble or have some steering feel or, you know, it's just slow and it's just it's a mess to drive. And it's disappointing because, you know, now there are other options out there. I mean, it's no Mini, but it's no Fiat 500. And the Fiat 500 is not an expensive car, and that's cute, and that's a very nimble, fun driving little car.
No question. I agree with you 100%. The Smart's got a very funky engine, only three cylinders, and a equally funky transmission, so something needs to be done there. The Jeep Liberty Sport came in at 27. Is that the redesigned one, or is that the previous generation?
Well, it's the current generation, but as you know, with Chrysler, they seem to be kind of fixing everything very quickly. So Chrysler is kind of in this hiatus kind of area right now. You know, we're going to be driving updated versions of all the cars and retesting them. The Liberty, you mentioned the Dodge Nitro.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
The Dodge Nitro, which even scores right down there. I mean, the problem with the Nitro is, you know, at least the Liberty, you could give it some credit for going off-road. The Nitro doesn't even do that. So it doesn't have low-range gearing. It's slow, handles poorly, thirsty. There's so many better options out there. There's really no reason to choose it.
With a score of 25, it's the Ford Ranger XLT in V6 configuration. Boy, the Ranger has been around for an awful long time. Are they ever going to replace it? That's the question, Jay.
Well, it sounds like they're going to replace it for other markets, just not for us. So, you know, from what I've heard about the new generation that other markets will get, it is an improved vehicle. But I think the small truck market, it's kind of tough because what we found is once you equip the vehicles, there isn't a whole lot of price difference between the compact pickup trucks and the full-size pickup trucks. And if you get a full-size for just another $1,000, why not?
Very true. And the lowest score with a overall test score of 17, the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara. And, of course, Jeep has done some interior work, just introduced officially at the Detroit Auto Show on this vehicle. But, you know, here's a vehicle that is, again, kind of iconic, and lots of folks love them. But I can tell you in the times that I've had that as my weekly press vehicle, I have never enjoyed the Wrangler. It is just a little too crude.
You know, I enjoy riding my mountain bike, but I wouldn't want to commute to work on the highway with it. You know, and the Jeep Wrangler, I mean, honestly, it's a very fun car. If you want to go off-road, you want to go do something with it, that's great. But if you like the styling and you want to replace your Ford Escape with it and carry the family around it, that's a big mistake. I mean, it really is a very crude vehicle. The handling is, you know, you just kind of twist the wheel and kind of hope. And that's not something that they're changing for the update. You know, it's kind of, you know, looks like it's kind of put together in a basement, really. But, you know, so unless you're taking advantage of things that it can do, it's not a good choice.
Excellent. Jake, in addition to the Hyundai Elantra, what were some of the other surprises from this year's round of evaluations of the 2011s? Any vehicles that we didn't touch on that perhaps didn't score way up there in the top 10, but still were quite a surprise for you and the guys?
Well, the Ford Mustang blew me away.
Yeah.
With the new powertrains they put in there, it's just wild. The 5-liter.
Yeah.
The new 3.7, I mean, it's decent fuel efficiency, ridiculous amount of power. I mean, they replaced the old six-cylinder that they had in there. I mean, that was the old Ranger motor.
Yeah.
It didn't have any, it made a lot of noise. It didn't make a lot of power. They replaced it with a motor that has basically the same horsepower as the outgoing V8, and the new V8 is just incredible. With over 400 horsepower, we got, I believe it was 22 miles per gallon out of it. I mean,
yeah.
This car, I mean, the Mustang GT is basically a four-seat Corvette at this point. It's just got an incredible amount of performance, and it actually drives nimble. It doesn't drive like a big pony car. It's a sports car, no question.
They've done a really good job with the 2010 interior updates and exterior styling, and those 2011 powertrain updates, absolutely. And you can get that V8 engine in now both six-speed manual or six-speed automatic. And I personally like the sync system there from Ford, and they certainly have finally, it's taken them decades to realize, what a brand within a brand they've got with the Mustang, and they are now tapping vastly into the customization area with the Mustang, and certainly, like you said, this is truly one of the great values out there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and you're right. It has a sync system. The sync system, it works very well. It doesn't get in the way. Unfortunately, Ford, moving on to the MyFord Touch, which gets a little more complicated.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly does. Well, Jake, the hour just flew, which means we got to get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Everybody, go out there and pick up a copy of the annual Best and Worst Edition, the Automobile Edition Consumer Reports out there right now. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.